This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Every year there is an insurmountable pile of new music released, and we at NPR do our best to cover it, to play music we think you'll love, to interview artists we think you'd be interested in. But we can't get to everything. There are only so many days in a year. So today we're going to hear about four new recordings that we did not play. NPR music editor Franny Kelly and her team of interns are here to rectify that. Hiya.
Hey, Robert.
Good to see you again. Why don't you introduce our interns?
Okay, starting on my right, Claire Flynn.
Hello there.
Kwasi Ansu.
Present.
Becky Sullivan.
Hey, guys.
And Charlie Kaplan.
Hi.
And our interns here are looking for stuff that's worth your attention.
There are scouts, yes.
And Kwasi, does she pay attention to you?
Usually, but I sent Franny a link to this Alex Clare song I really like, a cover of Etta James' Damn Your Eyes.
I can do what I want, I'm in complete control. That's what I tell myself. I got a mind of my own, I'll be alright alone. Don't need anybody else. I gave myself a good talking to. Know my being a fool for you. I remember how you make me want to surrender. Damn your eyes.
So that's Alex Clare.
Yes, it is, and he just burst on the scene last summer in the UK and hasn't really gained that much popularity here, but he's very, very talented and soulful.
Franny, is Alex Clare now on your radar?
He is. I mean, it helps that he's covering one of my favorite artists of all time, Etta James, with this song. I like this mix of sound, sort of the old and the new.
Always the same, you say that you change, somehow you never do, I believe all your lies. The look in your eyes, you make it all seem true.
Let's hear some other good music that you didn't pay enough attention to. Claire Flynn, what was your ignored suggestion?
Well, one of my favorite bands of the year that I saw over the summer is this group from California called Milo Green. And I sent an email to my bosses, Bob Boylan and Robin Hilton, because we do this series where we film bands behind my boss's desk. Mm,
the tiny desk concert.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I thought this group would be perfect for it. And
and they said, fantastic idea, let's get this group in here right away?
No, they didn't respond at all.
So?
So I decided to do our own tiny desk concert, sort of. Only instead of filming behind a desk, we filmed on the roof of this building in Washington, D.C. This is a recording of their song 1957.
Kind of a small roof concert. Let's hear what Bob Boylan missed. I've got to say, it sounds a little bit more like 1967 than 1957. not that this makes any difference with this group, but you like this piece a lot.
I love this. I love this band. They blend female and male harmonies perfectly, and they're great. I love them so much.
Milo Green. We now on to Charlie Kaplan. Charlie, what was your unrequited suggestion?
Well, I chose Rick Ross, who was arguably the biggest rapper of this year.
He was?
He was enormous. He was everywhere. Rick Ross had an innumerable amount of hits in his own right, and he was featured on an incredible amount of other rapper songs, and it seemed like everything he was on was just gold.
What are we going to hear from Rick Ross?
We're about to hear the song John, which is a song he did with Lil Wayne.
Big black in the icy watch, shoes on the coupe. I got a Nike shop. Count the profits, you could bring them in the Nike box. Grinding in my Jordans, kick them off, they might be high. Swish, I'm swimming in the yellow. In the red 9-11, looking devilish. Red bean, makeup, to sit down. Thought it was bulletproof till he got hit the fifth time. Drop palm, all of it and dope. Make it come back,
Chicano. Well connected, got killers off in Chicago.
Well, Charlie, it's obviously the contemplative introspection of that number that attracted you so much to it.
He's a deep guy.
I'll take your word for it. On to Becky Sullivan. What was your moment here?
Well, I didn't pitch this necessarily. Instead, there's been a guy who is one of my favorite garage rock artists who's been around for a while, and his name is Mark Sultan. And so if I had done something, it would have been this song called Satisfied and Lazy.
Kelly, this is music you let not get on our air at some time?
I'm kind of heartbroken.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Franny has been actually really supportive of us this whole time, and I hate to see her take this much flack, because I know Claire can vouch for
Definitely.
Her here. And Becky, if you were up on this office, you would be able to say that she is really supportive and she really cares about what we have to say.
Well, Franny Kelly of NPR Music, thanks for bringing your interns.
Thank you for having us.
Kwasi Ansu, Becky Sullivan, Claire Flynn, and Charlie Kaplan. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Thanks, Robert.
Thanks a lot.
And Franny, thanks to you, too.
See you again. Well, thank you for having us on. You know, we all have things that we wish we could get on the radio and we can't. Has that ever happened to you?
All the time, yes.
When?
Well, this year, you know, there's a piece of music that I had wanted to do a story about this year, but somebody else had it taken on another program, so we don't do that. And that was Steve Reich wrote something about the World Trade Center, using auto-tuning on voices describing what had happened on 9/11. It was called 9/11 WTC World Trade Center.
Four blocks north of Ground Zero.
If you just described to me what this piece was, I would have said, leave me alone. But when I heard it, I found it very, very gripping and really captured something of what I felt having been in New York on that day. But another show had it, so be it.
My eyes just kind of shot up. My eyes just kind of shot up. Flames. Flames. One of the towers just in flames.
But we all thought it was an accident.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.